You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So let me ask you, are 14 goals enough for you in a hockey game? Is that enough?
14 goals? A lot of action last night.
The Avs raced out to a 4-goal lead. Then they had to just hold on at the end as the Edmonton Oilers surged back into the game. But the Avs finally came out on top, 8-6.
It's huge.
Getting into, at one point, it was 7-3, and I was laughing about how it was a total football score. The two teams will probably sleep all day today, I would guess, and then they'll square off again tomorrow night for Game 2 at Bull Arena.
I got some audio of a sports guy yelling. You want to hear some of it?
Oh,
some
please.
Of the excitement?
Yes.
Oh. Leonardo, he shoots and scores! Hey, Mumbo! Mumbo Cagliano!
What's that one? Here's this one.
Off the post! Oh. No, it's in! The moose is loose!
These guys.
He's got so many catchphrases. And then here's just a good old-fashioned.
Score!
Hear that over and over last night.
Score!
He was so excited when he got home and made out with his wife.
Score!
That's funny.
You know, I was watching some of the game last night, and I was talking to my wife about it, because it's no secret, I'm not a huge sports guy. And my observation with hockey is it's a little too fast-paced for me.
Can't keep up with it?
I can't keep up with it. It's too much back and forth and up and down. And
you remember that time that they used to do the thing where they would highlight the puck and they had like a little tracer thing on the
screen? I like that. Then I can keep track of where it's at.
On one hand, it was good because you keep track. On the other hand, it was very, it was annoying after a while.
Oh, see, and I'd like that. It's just,
it was too much.
Too much
like a video game.
She was laughing at me. She's like, okay, so hockey's too fast paced for you. Baseball's too slow for you. Mm-hmm. What's your sweet spot? And I would say probably football. Football would be the sweet. It's like just right.
Maybe basketball. Because
it's a little fast and then it's slow. And then it's a little fast and it's slow.
Maybe basketball. Basketball's
like still maybe a little too much.
Little court.
Maybe.
Too much for you.
I don't know.
Yelp has put out a list of the top 100 donut shops in the country. And I want you to know Colorado snagged 3 of the top 100.
That's good.
Yay, us. Including one in the top 10. It's out in Glenwood Springs. It's called Sweet Colorado. Spelled D-O-U-G-H. Sweet Colorado.
Oh.
That was 7th. For those of you who visit Mr. Donuts down in Lone Tree, you helped make it number 21 on the list. If you want to visit the best donut shop in America, you're going to have to go down to Texas and stop by Round Rock Donuts. That's the best
really?
Donut shop
I'll
in the country.
You know what I sound like when I eat a donut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A licensing company, Jeremy, that holds the rights to Elvis Presley's name and image has issued a cease and desist order, actually several of them, to several wedding chapels in Las Vegas, telling them they can no longer use the King of Rock and Roll for their weddings. What?
Uh-oh.
The Vegas wedding industry, they say, brings in $2 billion a year. And many chapels now are all shook up over this ruling.
Oh, God.
The chapels have said, don't be cruel.
Oh, no.
But money talks. My guess really is that this licensing company is just waiting for these guys to pony up a bunch of money, right?
Absolutely.
You know, pay for it.
Yeah.
Till they do, though, they'll be sadder than an old hound dog. I've made it no secret that I'm not crazy necessarily about going to movie theaters, but I absolutely love movie theater popcorn, which is why when I saw this headline, I came in this morning. Wall Street Journal is reporting that the good old supply chain issues that we've heard about for the last year or so could lead to a movie theater popcorn shortage later this summer. What?
Yeah.
Executives are saying that popcorn suppliers have told them supply will be tight. Partially because they're having to pay farmers more to keep growing popcorn rather than switching to more lucrative crops like soybeans.
All right.
Anyway, all we know is that there's a potential movie theater popcorn shortage
later this summer.
And then one other quick story I'm going to throw in because this is fairly local. It's Colorado and Kansas. Did you hear about these guys? There's 4 people involved in a plot to damage and tamper with federally owned rain gauges?
Mm-mm.
So apparently, I read this story. Insurance programs pay farmers for losses when there is a lack of rain. So these four people were going out when it would rain, and they would use things like hammers and silicone to prevent rain gauges from actually collecting water. They would poke holes in the gauges. They would tip them over to dump the water out. My favorite of all is that they would cover them sometimes with pie pans whenever it rained.
You're a pie pan.
So that it would show that they didn't get as much rain, and that way the insurance companies would pay them.
Huh.
One man has already pled guilty. Jeremy, he could face up to 5 years in prison. Jeez. Because he's monkeying with federally controlled rain gauges.
What a
just
maroon.
As an insurance scam. God bless. All right, what else is trending?
Well, coffee is trending this morning. Coffee drinkers unite. This story here is saying that we all live longer, especially if we add a little sugar. Now, this is coming from research in China. They studied more than 170,000 people over 7 years. They found that moderate consumption of unsweetened and sugar-sweetened coffee was associated with lower risk for death. Now, the average age of the person in the study was 56. They were all healthy without any known cardiovascular disease or cancer. And then they started making them drink coffee, about 1.5 to 3.5 cups of unsweetened coffee. And they say up to 21% were less likely to die than those who didn't, which is weird because we all eventually die, but I guess sooner?
Let me ask you,
what?
Was this study like funded by Starbucks or Folgers or somebody?
I think it was the sugar companies because those numbers ticked up. People who drank lightly sweetened coffee every day were up to 31% less likely to die. Now, they say lightly sweetened, which is much like myself, was one spoonful of sugar in your coffee. But anyway, it says it's good for your body and you tend to live a little bit longer. So be it, man.
So are you saying you're a sugar guy in your coffee?
I'm a Splenda guy. Now, this story goes on to say they didn't talk
How
about
many?
Artificial sweeteners. Just one little spoonful. Just a little. I buy the bag of Splenda, put it in a little jar.
Put that in terms of a packet for me. How many packets is that?
Oh, it's probably one packet.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I like. Here's a random celebrity crap on celebrity story. Owen Wilson was the victim of theft over the holiday weekend. The tires and the rims of his Tesla were stolen right out in front of his house in Santa Monica. Owen woke up on Sunday morning to find them gone. About $4,000 for those rims and tires. And he came outside and said,
Wow.
Are you familiar with the Owen Wilson wow? I'll stop that.
I am now.
Are you familiar with it, though? Like in every movie,
yes,
he says, wow,
yes.
Multiple times. Yeah, okay. What else is going on? Stranger Things is trending this morning. The first part of Stranger Things season 4 broke the record for biggest premiere for an English language series. 286.8 million hours of view time. That's the first part of season. Is it we on season 4? I thought it was 5. Yeah, season 4. I'm about 3 episodes deep into it, and it is so, so good. I'm going to tell you now.
I reject all of these stories.
It's so good.
Because there is no outside accounting. It's just Netflix telling you that.
Why would they lie,
though? It
behooves
them to pump up all of these things so that it makes it seem like a bigger hit than it is.
If you throw... I just... Anecdotally, going through social media, it's Top Gun, Stranger Things. Top Gun, Stranger Things.
Sure, I'm not denying that.
I think these numbers are probably pretty accurate.
I'm not denying that, but even if it was 100 million, people would be talking about it on social media. I would like some outside verification on this instead of... That's like you and me just announcing how many listeners we have, and there's no actual accounting of it.
Which you do from time to time.
We now have 17 million listeners
to
the
show. We do that, though. When people call in, you're like, oh, watch out, there's a million people listening. Don't get nervous. I mean, that's...
Well, that's obviously for fun, but we don't go out and put it out, you know, to advertisers.
We should start.
We have decided there are 17 million listeners.
We've counted them. We have counted them all.
If Netflix can do it, we can do it.
I think so. Bottom line, I wish you had stuck with Stranger Things, dude, because
Never.
It's so good.
Death
Holy
before
crap,
Stranger. I will die having never watched another minute of Stranger
so
Things.
And this season,
if they get rid of the kids, I'll watch it.
Oh, God. What else is going on? June's going to be a big month. Adam Sandler's basketball flick Hustle arrives on Netflix on June 8th. Jurassic World Domination opens on the 10th. There's that new Toy Story spinoff called Lightyear. That's coming out on the 17th. And then that Elvis movie, the biopic, June 24th. How did you, I bet you have it. Did you watch the trailer for the Adam Sandler Hustle movie coming out?
Uh-uh.
Oh, again, that looks so good. He's one of those actors that's like Robin Williams, that he's really good on the in the dramatic roles. He's just so believable.
Oh, so this is a serious movie.
It's a drama. It's like a serious movie. Yeah, it's not a funny one at all. Oh, and then I'm sure you watched the Tom Hanks Pinocchio trailer.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is? He plays Geppetto. Pinocchio is coming to Disney Plus. It's
another
a live action.
Tom Hanks
he
movie.
He plays Geppetto.
And now here's Tom Hanks.
It's on
as
our Facebook
Geppetto.
Page. Check it out.
Before it was Tom Hanks as the sea captain. And then he's the airline pilot.
It's
and here's
so
Tom Hanks
good.
As the next
he's
door
neighbor. Geppetto. And Jiminy the Cricket's in it.
I know. He's a national treasure.
All right, we'll get to the DeLorean story in the next trending report. Let's do clickbait. It's cute.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is a cute story this morning. There's a 78-year-old dude named Ted Sams. He just got his high school diploma 60 years after he finished school. He did graduate in 62, but they wouldn't give it to him because he owed $4.80 for a book that he lost. So he didn't get his diploma. His daughters requested it, and they did a big acceptance thing at the Rose Bowl, it looks like. And this little guy, he's just so cute and so happy.
It's a great story.
78 years old, getting his high school diploma finally. So, feel-good story of the day. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
I want to know what book 60 years ago cost $4.80.
I didn't see
it. It had to be some professor's textbook.
Right.
Oh.